I'm here with folks from the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. They have some exciting news about a new pilot program being offered. Also, some information about an open house opportunity and the upcoming fall serenade event. So, hi, Karin Wiedemeyer and Executive Director.
Hello, Susie. Nice to see you. Nice to hear you.
Right. Nice to see you again. And Tim Bangle, I'm assuming, Tim, that you're the program coordinator with some exciting news.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So welcome to the show. Let's start with an overview of this new pilot program. It's all about movies and videography, I imagine. So what is it and who is it for?
It's a 16-week program designed for students the ages 12 to 17 to learn the basics of filmmaking. And through the 16-week program, we're going to cover subjects like storytelling. We're going to look at some lighting, cinematography concepts. We're actually going to make a movie and then edit it in post-production. And then we plan on screening it for the community.
So how many students do you think is your capacity in order to facilitate this program?
The pilot program, we're looking at between 8 and 10.
8 to 10. Are you taking applications at this time?
I think so.
So the open house, we actually have pretty strong interest. And so we don't actually have a lot of room left. However, I guess when we do the open house and the pilot program, it's a little bit of a feasibility study and to see, you know, who's interested and what could grow out of it. So Tim and I agreed. Eric Darstadt, by the way, is also part of our program as a mentor. And I think most people in the community know him.
Let's just talk a little bit about Eric and who he is and why it's important that he's sitting on this group. He's going to help mentor the program. Who is Eric?
Tim, you want to answer that?
Sure. Eric is a cinematography veteran legend. He's done numerous documentaries and some commercials and such throughout his career. He's been an Academy Award winner. I think he's won a few and he is partnering with us to kind of mentor me individually, but also to kind of qualify that studying movies can actually bring you a film career. You know, we live in a small community. I remember.
Are you there, Tim?
Your audio cut out. So, Karin, why don't you continue?
Yeah, so we're actually
a town in Norway.
Very excited because there's Tim, and I know internet has a few glitches. Tim, I think we lost you for a moment. I don't know when you were talking about Eric and mentoring the program. Is it possible for you to pick up there? So, Eric. Right now comes in as a capacity as a mentor. He's going to be part of the open house, which is really wonderful. Tim is going to put a little feature film together that represents Eric's work to show to the students. And I think there's going to be room for an exchange, questions and answers. Really to see if we can get the first class on the road. The program is starting in February, and it is 16 weeks, which follows kind of the regular pattern of our semester, so it would fall into spring semester. We don't have a pricing set yet, but it would fall into what our group pricing generally goes for. So for sure, there will be scholarships available in January. We are following our accessibility philosophy, making it affordable. So we're inviting really everyone to come to the open house.
And that open house is on Friday, the 5th at 5 p.m.
at five o'clock in Little Carnegie. And we have some hors d'oeuvres, so we always try to be good hosts. And the students get to talk to Tim, and they get to talk to Eric, and have an exchange here to see, so they understand what a class like this is about.
Right. Well, one of the questions I have is, this is a new pilot program, as you're calling it. It's about making movies, which the perfect age group to get them interested in something very unique and different, because they love videos, they love all this. So they're going to get kind of a behind the scenes. But how does this fit into the mission of the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint to offer this program?
Well, we are a school of performing arts. So to some degree, you know, if we're looking at the art of filmmaking, it is not too far removed. You know, this program is very much about storytelling, as Eric has put it. And, you know, when you work with a camera or behind a camera, you capture a story that is worth telling through this very particular form of, you know, with that media, the camera. So I think, especially right now, there are really many stories to tell. And I think it'll be very exciting for students to use that art form to express themselves. Also, you know, there are stories all around us, even pouring, literally pouring out of the school. So students could engage in, you know, filming their productions that are in-house and giving it their own spin. Or, I mean, there's so many ways that they can be productive and creative. So there, I do feel it ties in beautifully. And I also really, really enjoyed meeting Tim and to see how he presented this to make it where I said, well, you know, this actually does make sense. And there are, as you said, quite a few students who enjoy a certain aspect of technology, and how could this be used in such an artistic documentary kind of form to tell stories?
Right. I think storytelling is inherent in who we are as humans. And for young people to start to feel that what they're experiencing is something that they can create and share in this form is pretty exciting. I think that could be a really great thing for the Music Conservatory and for the students, obviously, in our community to have that outlet. And I think they're gonna find that when it comes time to editing, it's a big job.
Yeah. And you know, we had something which, you know, we did the Song Fest, right, which was about writing songs and presenting them, and it falls into the same kind of thinking as really what we're inviting students to tell a story. And you know, they wrote the poetry, and out of this actually grew a whole micro movement within Sandpoint. They formed their own organization of songwriters, which is really fantastic. And I always feel really empowered when I empower others to launch something and create a platform for something unique. So they are never shy. And I think the conservatory has the capacity to create that, to have that platform in place to launch something unusual.
Hey, Tim, are you still with us?
Oh yeah, I just had a momentary glitch in my internet.
I think, well, that's a common thing, and we're just really grateful for Zoom to even allow us to do this, because with COVID, we're not in the studio all together. So, Tim, since you're going to be the kind of the host of this pilot program, what are you looking forward to experiencing? And is this your first time kind of putting something like unique like this together?
I think what I'm looking forward to the most is getting the opportunity to see how the students develop their own visual voice. I went through a process of learning. I'm still learning my own, but it's a fascinating thing to see someone's visual voice come to fruition. Nice. And for me, having a visual voice helps me talk about things that I might not be comfortable talking about in front of people. So I think that's what I'm most excited about through this endeavor. And I've never put anything like a filmmaking program together, but I have put together charter programs and other things and other avenues of my career. So this is an unfamiliar territory.
Well, I think you're going to have a lot of fun, and having Eric Darstead as a mentor is like a super great thing. So good for you. So there you have it. There's a new pilot program at the Music Conservatory. So let's talk for a minute about the open house that will kind of showcase what that is all about.
Okay. So the open house, like you mentioned, is November 5th, next Friday from 5 to 7. We're going to allow Eric to talk and kind of inspire the students to potentially pursue a filmmaking career. And then we'll kind of go into what the program involves, and I'll give a presentation about the individual classes that the students will be taking, talk about the production elements and the post-production elements. And then we'll wrap it up with a question and answer period and allow people to walk around and just speak freely about the program and
okay,
go from there.
That sounds good. And then let's switch gears a little bit. So we will also announce this on our morning show events calendar. But you have something really fun. It's an annual event. It's a fundraising event for the Music Conservatory Scholarship Program. It's called the Fall Serenade, coming up on November 14th. Why don't you tell us about it? It's called Autumn Revels in a Musical Village. Is that how you say it?
Yes. So that's very good, in a musical villa. And we could look at the building as a villa to some degree, right? but it is kind of unique this time because we will have this in our building. And it is a house concert because not only in our house, but we are creating 5 rooms, which have each room will have a concert experience. So from piano over chamber music over opera voice, all sorts of different things. So you can wander in and then you can enjoy bits and pieces in different rooms, walk around and enjoy a very untraditional experience. We have limited seats available. It's a smaller scale event. So only 75 we can invite this time around, and we see how it goes, right? We are always open to experience with something new and enjoy the outcome. We have created Arts Access, and we've done this before COVID. Arts Access is where we gather funds that we can distribute to students who need this kind of support to participate in whatever they would like to participate in. So we always like to have as much in that bucket as we can possibly gather. So we encourage any listener or anybody who's planning on coming to consider contributing to Arts Access. And that is why we have the fall serenades, and then we generally have our spring serenades. So there we have a beautiful concert set up with some wonderful music, and I hope that we'll see you there to enjoy. Tickets you can get at the school directly, and on our website, on our events is also set up.
So what is the website, and where is the school located?
So the website is sandpointconservatory.org, and our school is at 1110 Main Street. It's on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Main Street.
Okay, so you have an opportunity for the arts lovers to make a donation by buying a ticket and coming to an exceptional event that actually mm-hmm. is so wonderful. It supports Art Access, which is the scholarship program for the Music Conservatory. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yes. I know the performers are the teachers at the school. Is that correct?
It's a staffed, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have some really outrageously wonderful, extraordinary staff performing. So you're in for a treat. And those of you who have come before, they know that already. So lots to look forward to.
Okay, and if they want to call their music conservatory to find out more about how to get a ticket, that number is
208-265-4444.
Okay, well, that's a brief encapsulation. I'm sure we'll hear more about this pilot program that's all about making movies. And then I want to thank Karen Wiedelmeyer, Executive Director of the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, and Tim Bangle, who is will be teaching this new pilot program on videography, I guess you'd call it. I don't know what you're calling this exactly, but it sounds exciting.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.